So let's begin. Dennis, would you mind leading some word of prayer to start our meeting?
Father in heaven, we come to thee in prayer, thankful you so much for this day that you bless us with, the opportunity to be together again tonight. We ask you to be with us together while we're in this meeting. Please, Father, help us as we try to direct the work of the church here. Give us wisdom and patience with one another and the things that we have to do. Lead us in the direction that we need to go. Help us to make good decisions and help us to work amiably and peacefully together is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. My intention is to get through this in good time, and I did want to explain something really quickly. When we talk about trying to get through the agenda fairly quickly, it's in part as an acknowledgement of the fact that we're imposing upon the women in part by doing it after services, but we do not want to rush through any discussion that is needed. Just saying that if you want to talk about anecdotes and things that happened and such, save that until later and we'll get through the actual business a little bit more quickly. So first thing we want to note is, do we need to read the business meetings or can they stand approved?
Stand approved.
Okay, any objections at all? Okay, if not, then if you'll notice the old business, just wanted to give you a quick update on the reorganization of the workroom that the ladies are taking on. And in that regard, it is not yet done. Patsy Johnson is the one that's kind of heading that up, and she's taking a very systematic approach to it. They got everything out, they've cleaned it up real good, they've organized it, they're bringing things in and going through years and years and years of old material, much of which is not usable anymore, will not be used anymore. We're trying to get rid of those kinds of things, finding out what we need and get that replaced. But it's probably going to be another month or a month and a half before that's completely finished. So right now there's really not anything to report beyond that. In our last business meeting, we noticed that the laminator was not working correctly. Josh Broggins said that he would look into it. He was able, actually, just through adjustments of the tension in the laminator to get it working again. So we didn't have to do any parts. We didn't have to buy any new laminator film. So no cost, just the goodness of Joshua's skillful hands that got it working again. Yes, Josh?
We are going to need some more laminator, like a no-roll lamination. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I haven't looked. I just found that out because she's almost out now.
Almost out.
Laminating, she's done. I know I'm allowed up to 150 or something, but I don't know what those rolls cost.
Any objections to getting laminating film?
We have budget for us to do it.
Okay. It's part of it, so go ahead.
I just wanted the company to make sure before, so they have to call convenience special counsel.
So if you will, just order it, and you've got one of the credit cards and through Amazon or wherever you want to.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I wanted to just ask a question or two with regard to the first singing class. We had in the singing class, I think everyone enjoyed it and appreciated it. Good was done as a result of that. Does anyone have any suggestions on how to make it better than what we did, or anything that you think would do, we would accomplish more if we were to include anything like that? Any ideas about the singing class at all? Anyone have? Or you just want to keep on keeping on for right now, at least for the next few months?
I'll just stress again to try to organize it, the seating by part.
Okay.
It's if you're sitting next to some strong altos or whatever, it's very hard to.
And I thought that I might do just 5 minutes at the beginning of each, talking a little bit about music theory, the shape notes, those kinds of things, why song leaders do what they do and what it means. And that would be, since I don't want to teach people songs, that could be my, I can do that. So I'll include that if that would be okay as well. All right.
Is it okay that I bring the music on the living speaker to play it?
Did anyone object at all to the use of
the speaker? No, I thought that was beneficial.
This is, again, a class setting. It's not a part of worship, so we're just learning, and that's beneficial and helpful. Okay, so no objections. All right, good deal. Okay, then next one is the lapel mic. We have purchased a lapel mic. Noted that it's not working correctly. The reason why it's not working correctly in the class is because I'm so far away from the receiver. The transmitter's too far away from the receiver. The other one was more powerful than this one. And there are a couple of things we can do to fix it. What I thought about, it was cutting out when I turned to the right. The pack was in my left pocket, so I was blocking the signal. And so either I can put it up on the podium or I can put it in my back pocket. And if I put it in my back pocket, I think it will work well. So we'll kind of keep that for the next couple of weeks. It's a wireless pack. It's a wireless lapel mic. But when we're back in the class, the transmitter is actually in that back closet. So it's just, you know, it's line of sight and there's a wall in between and it's just right at the very edge of it. But today it was working except when I turned to the right.
Actually, you know, what I did is I went back there and as soon as I found out, and like, you were in the middle of the very beginning class, but you weren't.
Yeah.
I could see the green light on there. And so, and if, when you're talking and it's working, the green light stays lit most of the time. So I went ahead and pulled the transmitter and set it on top of everything so it's not buried behind white. And it seemed to improve it a lot, but it's just when you did turn to the right, I think it is it for some reason that angle, it loses its...
And I think it's because it's in my left pocket.
I think so, too. I think maybe either put it on the podium or possibly in your back pocket might make a difference. But again, that being said, there's probably a solution where we could pass a small, like put a small hole in the wall there and basically detach one of the antennas because it's a standard antenna setup. I can run an antenna extension and just put an antenna right there, hide it in the bushes, and it'll probably solve the problem too.
The basic thing is we're working on it to make it fixed, and there are some fixes that we can do, so in the next few weeks we'll make sure that's working correctly so it'll be utilized. It's really not a big deal to the class. It's more the people who are outside of the class who need it so that they can listen in while they're in the lobby. Okay, and then we were asked to give, Justin and Josh give an update on the new personal work program that they were proposing. Josh has a handout for that. I'll let him speak and update us on that. And I guess that we will seek approval for it if it meets with everyone's approval and get it started.
All right, just real quick, and there's two things on here, so just look at the top one, the Westside Personal Work Groups. But when we talked about it, we kind of thought the best thing might be, as we mentioned last meeting, to break it up into about four groups. I think based on our numbers, is about the right amount of people. Have each group would meet Sunday evening after services. Group one on the first Sunday, group two on the second Sunday, third and fourth. The thing that we might, you know, discuss is the months that have a fifth Sunday. You know, there's several options. We could just forego that one Sunday because we're going to be encouraging people to do as they, you know, on their own as they have been. So it's not like no personal work's going to get done if a group doesn't meet that one Sunday about once a quarter. When a fifth Sunday rolls around, we could possibly say, you know, the first fifth Sunday, group one would meet twice, you know, would meet again. The second fifth Sunday, group two would meet. So we could do something like that as well. But the idea is to continue to have the 440 sheet. You know, the personal work sheet has our visitors, their information, has the sick members and, you know, needs of the members, those that are out of town, things like that. Family members of members, we put into the others group and our shut-ins, and just the different information that we have on that 440 sheet. Continue to do that, and I'll continue to do that each week. But then the leader of the group would be the one that would run the meeting that Sunday night. And the idea here is to get more involved by breaking it up a little bit. And so again, we would encourage everybody, if you've been sending cards, don't stop sending cards and calling people just because it's not your group's week. Do what you've done. But that specific week, for example, and, you know, I put myself as the leader of group one, so I would lead that meeting. Just again, it's 5 to 10 minutes. Just go down the list. But the idea is to specifically make sure that needs are being taken care of. So, for example, you know, Paul's in my group, so I might say, "Hey, Paul, could you call such and such this week and make sure you touch base with them?" So it's a specific thing. It's, you know, not okay, somebody call him and somebody call her and somebody send a card, and then, you know, everybody says, well, they're going to do it, and, no, and, you know, it didn't get done. It's a way to hopefully get more people involved, encourage that more, to make sure that the needs are taken care of. Again, with personal work, that includes a lot of things. We first think of visitors, but to be honest, visitors, a lot of times that's the smallest need in a lot of ways, because a lot of our visitors are just passing through, and we know of that. Certainly, if there are ones that we see that are looking for a new church home and they're new to the area, we might have some extra, make sure we get them called, not just the card sent, and reach out to them a little bit more than maybe just a family member. Like Emily was here tonight. That was a good surprise. I looked up and Zeke was there. What? I'll bring that back in. We know their situation. Yes, it'd be great to send her a card, but the focus of this is really more than that. So those visitors that are new to the area, because we're wanting to grow, but then also the needs of our members, our shut-ins, making sure they're not neglected, and making sure that we're reaching out to those that are in need, that are sick and under the weather, and see if there's anything we can do for them, let them know we're thinking about them. Of course, the most important thing would be those that are spiritually in need. Kate Cornell, someone such as her that we need to contact and really be talking to. And so it's something that could, hopefully spread that, I say burden, it shouldn't be a burden, it's something that we're all called to do, but spread that job and that task out a little bit. And again, to encourage more to get involved in those things, maybe this is a way to make it a little easier. As far as these groups are concerned, I just went down the directory, guys. If there's any ideas about a better way to group them, I tried to keep the immediate families together. That was my thinking. I also tried to make sure to kind of divide up, for example, the like Peggy and Will are more, they're not able to attend on Sunday evenings. Again, I mentioned Kate, she hadn't been here consistently for a while. There may be a few, I tried not to put all those in the same group, to spread that out. I also tried to make sure that there were those that could fill in, like in my group, Justin, perhaps Paul could fill in if I'm gone that week for some reason. Stan's group, you've got Tommy and Josh, and then Dennis and Jerry, and so a couple people in each group that might be willing. Of course, I haven't asked you yet, because this is just kind of a proposal. So that's I put you in. I didn't ask that about being a group leader either. So we can change that up. But that was my thinking in putting this list together. And what this personal work would look like. Another idea that I had in mind, this kind of goes along with this, but not the main structure of it, is perhaps purchasing, using some of the church funds to purchase cards and stamps. That way we could have them in the back ready, and maybe after the personal work meeting you could grab a couple as you go, and that way all you got to do is put the address and put it in the and write the note, put it in the mailbox for those sorts of things. We could perhaps get I was thinking maybe Marley and Zoe could after services for a few minutes, a couple times a month, go back there and stamp them real quick and get them ready, something like that, to where it's just a little bit more streamlined. Again, the idea to just facilitate this and make it a little easier, a little more structured, and that's kind of what me and Justin came up with. Of course, we also mentioned presenting basically what I just told you to the congregation. If we decide this is what we want to do, to give them a heads up of what our goals are and what the purpose of this is, and why we're attempting to do what we're trying to do. So that is the proposal. Any questions about that or concerns? Yes, Jerry.
We're already doing something after church two of the four Sundays a month.
This is before. This is at 4:40.
Oh, before. Oh,
this is the 4:40 thing that we. But instead of coming every 4:40, you would.
No, this was we were mentioned afterwards.
Oh, really?
Afterwards, okay. Because a lot more are going to be able to get. But again, this is 5-6. I mean, very very quick. Five. Not. I don't even think it should take 10 minutes, because it's just a real quickly go through. You don't even have to read the whole list. I mean, here's the list. Okay, who can fulfill this need? Who can fulfill that need?
Right.
There might be a couple of comments. Hey, I knew this about so and so, or I talked to so and so, and there's a need that we didn't know about. I suppose sometimes it'll last longer than others, because I understand, you know, we've got the Bible drill. You know, basically it should take about as long as the Bible drill. So while I'm doing the Bible drill, or Josh is doing the Bible drill, the personal work group can meet, and then we would on Sundays.
I was going to say, if we do it, we should do it during the Bible drill, not wait till
exactly
that.
Exactly. So after, so like tonight, I did the Bible drill. The personal work meeting could be going on another side, and then the men meet. Just a quick thing, and same thing for our Sunday night singing service. While the Bible drill is going on, that personal work group meets, and we'd still, there would still be plenty to be able to visit with any visitors we might have, and then they would, you know, we would do the singing service.
Or you could even, I mean, the groups that small, divided up like that, being that small, you could even let the group leader, you know, the people be coordinated on their own, like, what works best for everybody, like, after, like, 5 minutes after services on a Sunday morning, or 5 minutes after Wednesday, whatever.
That's certainly, certainly that group's week, that's something we can do. Again.
So, look at this right, Josh.
Get with you.
Yeah. We're not duplicating effort amongst the groups. What we're doing is, it's a monthly meeting, right?
Each group will meet once a month.
Each group meets once. Okay.
Yeah.
So every Sunday night a group will meet, and then you're dealing with the handout that we get that day.
That day, yes.
Okay.
And anybody who wants to have the handout, if they want it every week, they can take it on their own. But it's just, you're only responsible for being there in that 1 week.
Like I said, we say, if you've been doing stuff and sending cards, and keep calling people. But, you know, on this week, you've got some specific things to make sure that, you know, these needs are taken care of. Again, the idea is, you know, want to try to get more involved and encourage this and facilitate it, streamline a little bit. And the thought was, if we do it, you know, once a month, is a way to get that, you know, instead of, you know, trying to get every person every, plus we don't, you know, a visitor doesn't need 30 cards from 30, you know.
Could make group two just ladies.
That was another thing that was mentioned as well. That was a.
They can meet while we're meeting.
Yes, that's a good idea.
It's
actually
going to work out where it always comes up. That week always comes up. Then, well, I guess we could make it work out that way.
Well, that's just it. Group two would be meeting the second week of the month, which is always the men's meeting.
That's true. I guess it would work out that way.
Yeah, why don't we do that? Not have.
Usually the men's names on there, but.
We could designate, you know, I mean, we could, you could, yeah. But I mean, I'm just saying, all the ladies could meet, though.
Yeah.
And so just have basically 3 weeks where you've got the groups, and in the second week of each month, just the ladies, all of the ones who are willing to go through. Because they might do things special. You make them cookies this week. And
might do them better.
Yeah, they'll do better. Well,
I know Yvonne Staley is real good about getting the people and stuff. She does an outstanding job.
And Justin mentioned that as a possibility too, you know, the ladies, and that's a good way to incorporate it, to kind of double up there.
Good deal.
Yeah. It was going to just prolong. I was going to say that up in Rogers, that's kind of what they do. The ladies, like, every Tuesday get together for breakfast. Okay, who do we need to send cards to today? Who do we need to go visit? This, that, and the other. And they do it all there while they're having breakfast, and then it's done.
So, is everybody, any objections to this or concerns about this? Because I can rearrange those groups then and make it three groups. And then the ladies will meet on the second week. And so just to make sure I'm hearing you right, we want to keep the ladies on the other three groups, but they'll meet just themselves when we meet on week two.
Well, yeah, the husband's daily group, the ladies will be here anyway.
I would say just, like, let's take what you've given us here and the suggestions and go and be able to talk to our wives about some and get their input on it, because I know.
And what was the solution for the fifth Sunday?
We either just, you know, that one Sunday, which is about for their 4 year, right?
Four times a year.
So we either just, you know, don't worry about it that week. Because again, you know, people will be doing stuff on their own. I think that's the easiest thing.
Yeah, just keep. I mean, go ahead and make up the.
I mean, I'll make up
the sheet, but
I'll
just
have
the
sheet.
Back
but no specific group would meet on that fifth Sunday.
We can make the announcement. The sheet's in the back for those who want to take it.
And I'll still post it on Facebook like I do to the West Side page. So you know that part of it will stay the same.
Sure sounds like a good idea.
The group leaders are good with being group leaders. Is that okay?
Yeah. And again,
we want it. We were thinking semi-permanent to just keep some consistency there. But if you do want to switch out with somebody or it becomes for you, especially if you're not able to make it, make sure you contact somebody.
The 440 meeting lasted for about 25-26 years. So. Semi-permanent.
I think it lasted that long.
It's been about that long. Because I did it a long time, and then Jim did it a long time, and you've done it a long time. That makes it a long time. Okay, so what I want to ask in regard to that is, can we have a tacit approval? Not tacit. What's it called?
Tentative
approval for that. Let's go ahead and do the work to reorganize everything. Go home and talk to your wives about it. If there's any objection you have, get with Josh.
Do we want to make a lady the leader of group two?
If they're meeting together.
My view is, just like we choose who the chairman is, let the ladies choose each month who they want to kind of get up there and speak. And the ladies are willing to take turns.
So what happens to all the husbands from group two now?
Well, let's disseminate everybody from group two to the other three groups.
That's true. We don't have group two before, right?
Okay, so we'll talk about we'll state this as being tentatively approved, subject to discussing with the ladies and see if there's any objection or ideas there. If not, then we will roll it out first next month. Does that work?
I'm okay with it.
First Sunday of next month. Okay. All right, good deal. I like that we're getting this done.
Follow up, how are we going to determine that? Are we meeting again to determine that?
Only if the men, if anybody gets back to Josh about a need.
Okay.
Otherwise, we'll, if nothing comes up, there's no need to meet again. That's why I was wanting a tentative approval here.
Good deal.
Any objections at all to that? Okay, good. All right, then, the next thing is new business. We've got several things. Yes, sir?
On some old business last time, we were talking about the business meetings and some people have never had some others. One thing I didn't think of at the time that I reluctantly, whether it was anything but I will anyway, that was myself. I've probably attended more business meetings than anybody, before people ever were born or even before they made the gospel, like that. But I know that's not the criteria you go by length of time or numbers and such. In other words, that my 64 years is not 64 one-year experiences, it's 64 years of accumulation. Like the first 14 years I was in California, why I mentioned 14? Because that's what I moved it to Fort Worth. And I continued to move. And so in December of 2003, I was looking for a congregation, so I visited here at Westup. I didn't know Sam that well, but never heard him preach. But it's been a long time since I heard preaching like him. Things changes over the years. Not that there wasn't faithful gospel preachers around, but when they had congregations and his insight and delivery and all that. And that one month about we were on the same page. In fact, the whole 15 years they've been here being on the same page. In fact, we were on the same page before he was born. In other words, by that, I knew these things and such. Some of the things that we weren't on the same page, not being that we didn't agree, but the things that he come up with, I didn't think about, the whole scriptural and all. And I do want to come finally in what you said there about getting these things like that, so I'll keep it short. So on these... what Bernard comes down to, I've made a remark and stuff over this ordeal here. And so, wherever I've been, when I first went to the gospel, I've been the watchman and every congregation, even here, Marvin was Marvin before, behind the scenes, and was here, but I'll continue to be a watchman, and as we all should. But I mean, anything come up, I mean, I'll speak up on that and everything, and so I'll just leave it at that.
Well, that's certainly all our responsibility to do if we see something that's not as it should be.
But people didn't know, you know, I mean, we didn't have that many watchmen since I've been here 15 years, except from the phone book.
And, I appreciate you know, that.
But that is, I mean, things that we didn't know was going on, you know, and well, anyway.
Well, in regard to that, just to note that, you know, one of the things that I was asking for as we begin the men's meetings and such is transparency, and that's why we're recording things. And you know, I neglected to turn on the recorder; it accidentally got turned off in the last meeting, and someone immediately said, "Are the recordings not going to be recorded anymore of the meetings?" And no, that was a mistake. We want transparency. We want everyone to know what's going on, so that if there are objections or questions, they can be answered and talked about, and we shouldn't be trying to keep those kinds of things from happening. And I think we're all on the same page with regard to that, the importance of it, because that's not the way it was done in the past. And so we'll take seriously any questions anyone has and be mindful of that, and I think we ought to be.
Real quick, back to the personal work. Any objections to purchasing some cards and stamps to use for that?
We're talking about like the ones from Truth Bookstore. The ones from Truth Bookstore where you get, they're like a nickel a piece or something.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I haven't looked at all.
I can make them cheaper. I mean,
cheaper than that.
Postcards, pretty much. I mean,
well, they have like a verse on the front and pretty picture.
Well, now that, no. I mean, I don't know if you can get it for a nickel anymore. We'll look into
it. Well, I don't know what it is.
But we've done that before where I just made up some postcards that had some things on the front, allowed it on the back to have a personalized thing and mail out. Question I've got with regard to that is the postage. We do it, of course, the postage is 30-something cents for a postcard. Maybe it's 40 now, I don't know, but a roll of that's $40, so we'll see how long that roll lasts.
I'm not going to go buy $500 for stamps.
No, right. See how long a roll lasts, whether we want to continue that or not. But is anybody objects to having some postcards ready for people to utilize to facilitate that? Okay, we'll do that as well. Okay, now on to the new business. You'll notice I have a benevolence need for consideration. I'm not sure how many of you are aware of the difficulties that Brother Dan Hash is having with regard to his health as well as his preaching support. Dan is the father of Bonnie Carroll, so he has a tie with our congregation. He's had a number of strokes. He is a preacher in the Rockdale congregation, but those two congregations have merged. And so they're kind of sharing pulpit right now, and I don't know how long that's going to last. But he has lost a lot of his support and is not making ends meet. And I thought that maybe we could help him. I don't know, because of the open-ended nature of his preaching work, I'm not sure if a monthly support is something. Maybe that's something we could look into later. But at this time, I thought with the monies that we had, a one-time a gift of benevolent support to him would be really, really helpful. And I think would ease the mind of his daughter as well in some regard. So I wanted to ask the men if you'd be willing to maybe $2,000, $2,500, something like that, a one-time payment to him, a benevolent payment, because he and his wife are in pretty dire need right now, and that might help him for a while with regard to medical bills or other things.
And you're talking about taking out the funds.
Out of the funds of the congregation as a benevolent.
Anyone that wants to add to it.
Well, anyone certainly who would want to help them out could individually do it. But just as a congregation, I would like for you to consider that. Yes?
Did you raise your hand?
Go ahead.
Okay. He is a gospel preacher.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He has lost support.
Yeah, but he also he has a lot of medical bills as a result of what's happened.
Okay. So. I mean, that's fair. That's fair. If we have the ability to, why would we not just
However much it may be, it doesn't have to be too terribly big, but I mean, if he's lost support and we have the ability, why not pick up that slack?
Well, we can't pick up that much slack.
Well, yeah, obviously.
The reason I suggested a one-time, we could do it as evangelistic support, a one-time amount, is because I don't know how long his situation is going to continue.
Correct.
There are some questions with regard to how quickly he'll be able to get back to preaching, how long that small congregation will maintain that situation with the two of them there, where else he will go. And if you were to say, let's support him $100 a month or $150 a month, 8 months from now, it may not be appropriate anymore to offer him evangelical support if he's no longer doing the work.
Correct.
He's worthy of benevolence. We can consider that afterwards, but I think that this one-time payment up front would be helpful to him at this time. That was my thinking and the reason why I suggested it.
Sure.
And it's just a suggestion on my part. I haven't talked with Justin or Bonnie about it. I was thinking that Justin would be here this evening, but he's not.
And I guess we have some questions about financial reports online. Discussion about it.
Yeah, it was a misunderstanding. They didn't realize that they're always
I look at those, and I appreciate the work you do. One thing it doesn't have is the bank balance on it.
Right.
So how are we doing first of the year?
Would y'all like me to just write it on there? It's just quick, and it's like I got to run 8 miles.
Well, that's okay. I don't know if we want to review it. Maybe we don't want to reveal it. I don't know. But maybe.
That's the only reason. It's just because I can write it on there, but we're at 90... just over 96,000.
How does that compare to where we were from the start?
It's about $6,000 plus.
Okay, so we're doing good.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all I want.
Combine those two accounts.
We can combine them. I mean, that's in our two separate.
And by the way, in the men's, you might want to do that just for a monthly summary for us every business meeting, just to say this is how much we spent last month, this is how much we got in contribution, and this is our balance. Just those things.
Okay.
Just as a reminder, as a part of this. We've always had that in the past, and I hadn't thought about that, but that would probably be a good idea. So, yeah, there's been some... Now, one thing to note, like, for example, this last week, you noticed there was a $5,600, I think, or $5,900 contribution. I know of a member, at least one member in the congregation, that has been giving more than typical because of a particular circumstance that will eventually come to an end. I'm not sure how much longer. So the actual monthly contribution is inflated somewhat because of the extra that's being given on the part of that one individual. And that's not going to last forever. And then the numbers will come down as a result of it. I'm not saying real significantly, but there will be a recognizable difference as a result.
But with the, we had the gospel meeting. We've had several purchases, the lawnmower, stuff like that to get us to where we could do some work ourselves, and so with all that we're still,
we'd even be farther ahead if we didn't have to work over 7 days.
So I think
We'd even be farther ahead if we didn't have to buy like the lawn equipment, the cleaning equipment. What I'm saying is
there's always something that has to be bought.
Right. What I'm saying is we're saving money cleaning, building ourselves, doing the lawn ourselves.
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
Yeah, the first month we didn't make any money because we had to buy the equipment, but now every month we're saving money by doing it.
And the brethren are being commended for all the good work that's being done. The building is cleaner than it's ever been, and you're doing a good job on the outside as well. Appreciate that.
I noticed the edging job too when I came to services tonight, so thank you whoever did that.
Yes, thank you. No, I did not do that. Weed eater that we had back there puttered out on me, and I didn't have time to investigate it, so I did what I could with the lawnmower. Whoever took up that slack, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Good deal. Anybody have an objection to offering some help to Brother Hash? None? Okay, a suggestion with regard to the amount.
Is that about his need? $2,500? Do you have any idea?
Well, we can do that and then inquire as to further needs in that regard.
Well, he hasn't come to us, right?
No, he hasn't. This is just of my mind. Well, let me rephrase that. He has made a general appeal on Facebook to anyone who could help.
Oh,
So an appeal has been made. Yeah.
Right.
Okay, $2,500, okay? Appreciate that, man. That's very, very good of you to do that. We'll send that to Dan. If you want me to, you want to write a letter to him noting what we're going to do?
Sure.
Just one-time payment for now, and let us know what his needs are as time goes on. Okay, the yearly, the quarterly singing services. A suggestion was made because of the close proximity, since we're doing two meetings a year in November and May, typically, to reduce the number of times to twice a year, in the opposite of the gospel meetings. So that would be in August and February have our singings instead of quarterly, have biannual singings. Yes.
And that's on Saturday night.
On the Saturday night singings, yes. Those quarterly singings we have on Saturday night. Yeah. I don't want to completely give it up, but there is a little bit of a fatigue that has come over the times, especially when we have a meeting and then immediately a singing.
Can we pick months that don't have a meeting?
That's the problem.
We have done that. We've done that in the past, and they were moved because of problems with regard to Christmas and other things. That's why they were moved to the times that they were by the elders. We can do whatever we want. It was just a suggestion. I just feel like that as time has passed, there's been some fatigue that has set in, especially among the members. We are, at times we'll have a very good attendance from the visitors, and yet a lot of our members don't come to those quarterly singings. Shouldn't be that way. But at the same time, if there's not that interest, I thought maybe dialing it back a little bit, there would be more interest when we did have them. This was my suggestion after some interaction I had with several others about just how difficult it is to do it whenever we have the meeting the week before. As far as if y'all want to continue to have the 4 months and set the months in a different time, then we could possibly do it.
I think. Yeah, I did some calculating. It avoids most of your major holidays from doing it like January,
February, March, April, May,
then
July,
September,
November, December, right?
Yeah.
Like, so that brought them, you have December
January,
is,
April.
That's why they changed it, yeah.
That. Or you could change it to like three.
That's what I was gonna ask. How would it shake out if we did that?
Yeah,
instead of doing it quarterly every 3 months, do it every 4 months.
So I'm getting y'all still want to have four, or you don't want to drink?
I don't think we know yet.
To limit it to two?
I mean, limit.
Hey, I like to sing every time we do it. I'm going
to
be here every time, so it doesn't bother me.
Change over to like kind of the format that Weatherford has. I don't think anybody's going to be interested in doing that, but where they, instead of doing a sermon on their Saturday night, they do a singing on their Saturday night.
Yeah, I feel like we do a singing before each one.
Yeah, which works good. You guys,
I like what we're doing.
Why don't we split the difference? Instead of going to two, go to three. Like you said, make it three per year, divided up every 4 months in a way that doesn't interfere.
So skip, okay, January, February, March, April, May, June, July.
If you start January, then put it in May with a B, so you have to start like.
Well, then that'd be exactly
right.
Yeah, be like March, middle of the summer, and then 4 months either side of it.
March, July, October. March, July, October.
July, February, and October?
Yeah.
February, July, and October?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay.
How about? Yes.
Three times a year. I don't know what you call that. It's not biannual. It's triannual. Triannual singing.
Triannual.
Okay. All right. Good deal. So, Will, is there anybody object? Three times a year, just reducing it one, keeping it away from the holidays.
And meetings.
Good deal. Okay. There has been a request made. This is more informational. There are still individuals who have a difficulty getting, either because they're not watching the announcements or whatever, or they're slow at turning to their scripture and Bible. But would the announcers please, at the beginning of their announcements, like I did tonight, just say, welcome to our visitors, appreciate everybody coming. If you would turn in your New Testaments or to your Bibles to this particular passage, maybe announce the one who's doing the reading, and then get into everything else. That way they've got time to turn to it and are not trying to turn to it when the prayer starts and those kinds of things.
Just stop that slide of the announcer's head. Pause the slide.
Pause the slide.
That way it's there the whole time and nobody can say
it.
The
That's the other side.
Yeah. Well, that would mean I would be having to change every slide or copying and pasting. And yeah, several suggested more examples of that slide scattered throughout. And I thought to myself, well, if you want to do it, then you can do it. But I don't want to do all that extra work. So anyway, I think it will be handled if the ones and we can actually. I don't know if I've still got the template, but I can adjust the template to where that reminder is given on the template.
All the people with the announcements are here. So
Spam, it's not effective, then I would recommend just dropping it.
I think it is effective.
Okay,
I don't think it is effective for everyone because people are visiting. Yeah. But I tell you why I did it. Gene Paul Sell said, "Stan, would you put it on there?"
Okay.
And I said, "Sure." You know, it's been up there ever since. And it doesn't do any problem. It's not hard for me to do it because I'm the one that's choosing the scriptures most of the time.
Well, all four people that do announcements are here, so okay. If we agree to that, they would
do it. And I don't mind doing it. I just don't want to intersperse it throughout the slides, so it'll be quite a bit off. So, yes, Thomas.
While we're doing that, I did a couple things a little differently this morning. I showed the visitor's card. I think that's something that we fail to do a lot. I would like to see us encourage the visitors to fill it out and encourage them specifically to drop it in the community, have it filled out ahead of time, to drop it in the communion basket. That gives them something to put in so they don't have to feel like they're putting the money in. But having done the announcements a few times, the time for Sunday night service on there is wrong. So on the template, why don't we change that template around and move like the song leader down to the bottom with all the other people and move the scripture up front like you and I both did today. Announce the scripture first and then lay the whole format out a little differently so it flows kind of more the way that we do it. Because right now a lot of people are jumping around on the page and they forget things. But if we made maybe several people who do it just sit down and maybe flow that out a little bit it flows smoother.
Good. If you guys set up a flow of the pattern, I'll make it all pretty for you. I'd be glad to do it. So it's readable. Just whatever you think would work out best, you guys get together and change the template up, and I'll print. Because I made that up. I made it the way it was, and I thought it was great. But things have changed, so it's maybe not as good as what I thought it was. So, but again, I don't do the announcements. Y'all do it the way you want it, and give it to me just hand scratched, and I will put it in a form that will work, where it'll be pretty, and we can print them up. All right. So you announcers get together and do that. Anybody else? Yes.
I got it. Just something for the announcers. Earl and Judy, when they got married in the mid-90s at Woodmont, she sent out Christmas cards that year that said, when she signed her name, in parentheses after, she said, pronounced like shop at the mall. So shop raw.
Oh, okay.
And they've been nice enough not to correct us, but we get it wrong all the time. Josh, I asked, you told Josh one day, he remembered.
Shop-a-roll.
It looks like shop-a-roll.
Yeah.
I may be misremembering. But I think that's how you say it.
Okay.
You talking about Earl?
Earl and Judy Shop-a-roll.
What's wrong with Earl and Judy?
Well, we announced him doing something.
Shop-a-roll.
Sick.
All right, everybody remember that. Shop-a-roll. And then they'll tell us, no, that's wrong.
Who took it?
Okay. All right, so we will have the template change with regard to that. Finally, there has also been a request made for an occasional prayer service. The reference that was given to me in that regard was Acts 12, where prayers were made on behalf of Peter while he was in prison. And wondering if either occasionally scheduled or under specific circumstances, we could be more mindful of the benefit of a prayer service and to utilize those opportunities to tailor it a bit in that regard. We might not necessarily want to replace something. You notice that I thought as a possibility is since we have it every month, now the singings that we could a couple of times a year instead of a singing service have a prayer service if we wanted to do that. Or else we could set aside times, for example, if there is a need that we know, some one of our members who is ill, some specific problem in our country, some trial or tribulation that's besetting a family or whatever, if we could spend the hour in prayer. in those occasions, or at least emphasize prayer where multiple prayers are said, that would be something that would be beneficial. I've seen it done in other places. As far as I know, there has only been one time at Westside in the time that I've been here where we've had a special prayer service. But it's certainly worthy of some consideration. Yes, Tommy?
I know when I've been in past congregations, I don't know, I've had people over the house and we had them, you know, just during the week or whenever it was necessary. I think it's a great idea. I don't mind doing it, taking two singing nights a year. I think it does need to be structured.
Some people might not like the singing nights being taken, is what I'm saying in that regard. Yes, Jerry.
It took us 59 years to do a singing night here.
Yeah.
Can we do it some other way?
Like I said, that's what this is, a discussion. And I'm not of a mind that it would be a problem occasionally taking a Wednesday night class or just meeting on a Tuesday. Those who
well, what down time down. It is, since I've been here, was at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, coming hour early.
Yeah, coming hour early. Yeah.
Or a half hour early.
It's
in a house. It's in a house, but again, it's just something to consider to do. If we were saying like doing it on a Sunday night, we wouldn't be stopping. Yes, just a minute, David. I see it. We wouldn't be stopping with the other acts of worship, just be an emphasis on extra prayers being said, like we are with the singing night. So, again, it's just a request that has been made that might be needful sometime for us to consider it.
All right, when I was at North Beach, we did that. That's the most wonderful meetings that we've had, prayer meetings. Some of them didn't like the denomination of Jesus' name prayer meeting, but I mean, it'd be a special occasion when the gospel meetings are there, when we dedicated the building, before we appointed elders. Things such as that.
That would be a good example, the appointment of elders.
And all the immediately be like a chain prayer. Well, maybe it's not the right word, but every man that wants to say a prayer is prayer. And you get that lapel thing, the wireless microphone thing, we're well with that. And I mean, and people, well, that's a repetitious prayer. Well, no, it doesn't. You know, it isn't. And each man says his own prayer one after another. And then you have to say the amen. But it's wonderful. I don't know if they still do it anyway. But I mean, it was a beautiful thing. And everybody really appreciated it. One congregation I know that ever really did it that way.
It's a good thing. It's a good thing to do. So consider it, maybe. Just table it until next week. If y'all got me next month, if y'all got some things that you can think of as the way, might be a good way of going about it. And if in the interim we have a need for a special prayer meeting, I'll call everybody. Let's get up here Tuesday and let's spend an hour praying together. But
is this like a general prayer service, not anything specific?
Nothing specific. You know, the request that was made mentioned that one time when they were part of such a service, there were different kinds of prayers that were assigned to different men. One an intercessory prayer, one a prayer of praise, one prayer of thanksgiving.
Yeah, prayer for all the same thing.
Right. But again, so there would be time, people would be asked to deal with particular topics, things like that. You know, there are a lot of ways of handling it to make it where it wouldn't be... you know, there'd be some reputation, of course, but it wouldn't be too onerous. It would be uplifting instead.
And we shouldn't have to ask forgiveness every
yeah, person. We wouldn't have to ask forgiveness every prayer. Maybe at the beginning and the end, though.
I was thinking about that because what Brother Tommy was saying, and I think Jerry was like, no, not a song service. Let's not replace song service. I'm in complete agreement with that. I've had the thought frequently, and I know we've discussed this in getting together frequently. I mean, having meals together, that's something that the early Christians did frequently. They were in each other's lives a whole lot more than we are today. And there's nothing that I see that limits us to Sundays and Wednesdays. If we set up in the same way we've set up newly triannually singing service as we have now, I mean, why not add triannually special or quarterly special prayer services on a Friday of all times. It doesn't bother me that it would be a Friday. But I don't mind meeting more times a week than just Sunday and Wednesday. And even if we determine that it should be at some brother's house, just so we get as close to the scriptural revealed scriptural pattern as possible. And that's my two cents on the topic, that it doesn't just have to be on a Sunday or Wednesday.
Good point.
Yes, Josh.
Second Sunday, since we don't have somebody signed up for every second Sunday evening, you could do it on a second Sunday evening type situation instead of having a member preach the sermon. You could consider doing that then, like once, twice a year, whatever.
Hey, that's y'all's doing, because that just means I'm resting. So if y'all want to set aside a couple of those instead of having men preach, have a prayer, that would be a good possibility too. Okay, we've got some ideas on the table. I don't think it's necessary for us to settle anything now. Just think about it. If you come up with any other suggestions, talk to your wives. Those of you who have wives, as any suggestions on how to accomplish this, and we'll maybe be able to make a decision next time on the subject. Yes,
I'm glad Josh mentioned that when we had it there, it was during the week. It wasn't taking place of something now, like a Tuesday or Friday or Wednesday, and it was a purpose. And people would come together for that purpose. It was more of a, you fill in the word, I can't think of it. Anyway, so you brought that up. It doesn't have to be taking place of something else on Wednesday or
the final agenda item that we have at the bottom of the page that Josh handed out has reference to the gospel meeting schedule. So far, we have asked three different men if they would be able to come this fall and preach. We've asked Mickey Galloway, Brett Hoagland, Jesse Flowers if they had an opening. Jesse Flowers and Brett Hoagland didn't have an opening until 2024. Both of them fine preachers. Mickey Galloway said he couldn't this fall, but he could anytime in 2020. Josh had talked about Jeremiah and as possibly coming in the fall of 2020, and Jeremiah said he could do that. So that's what we have right now scheduled. We have requested for J.R. Bronger, who preaches in the Kansas City, Missouri area, and is again a fine gospel preacher, to preach for us this fall. But as of yet, he's not returned our email. We just sent that last night. I think it's when you said you got it out, so we don't know. So we might have someone for the fall, but it's getting kind of late, and so we may have to come up with something a little bit different in regard to our fall meeting if we can't get someone.
I was the one that put it on the agenda, especially after with Dennis Scroggin, with his meeting he held there at Mansfield. Not very many of us were able to attend that, and he's such a great speaker. It's been a long, long time since we've had him for a gospel meeting, and if we need that type of preaching, I'll take anything away from what you preach, because everybody's preaching is different. But anyway, but I would like to suggest that forget about the other guy, and I don't remember his name being mentioned, maybe so, but I'd like to see is that have Dennis Crockett, it's coming up in this one in the fall, so everybody can hear him, because you have to go with it, because every meeting he held, people that goes there from here to benefit from it. Maybe two of us went Sunday night, and then we said a half a dozen Monday, and then one went on Tuesday. But you gain something from him more so you do from some other.
Well, he's on the list. He's on that list that we've come up with, so we can definitely contact him as well.
Put him on the top of the list if we could, because he'd be a great benefit to our congregation.
Okay. Your preference is noted in regard to that, and I agree with you. He does a fine job.
I know a brother who may be readily available. Kevin Scott Kay is his name. He performed a wedding ceremony for my wife and her husband. And he's been preaching for over 30 years. And he has been let go from the last place that he's at. But he's got time on his hands. he's in fact looking for work. It might give get an opportunity to get out here, you know, and meet some of the brethren out here. But I think he would probably be very willing to come.
Okay. Let's since we've already extended that offer to Brother Bronger. Let's see what he says in that regard, and then we can make those, you know, enlarge the search, because again we do need someone who's able to come for sure. Yes, sir.
One of the ladies who isn't represented here tonight asked me if we consider Tony Mock. I don't know anything about Tony myself.
What did you say?
Tony Mock.
What did you say?
One of the ladies who doesn't have anybody representing her here. One of the ladies who doesn't have somebody, a husband in here.
And I can hear you, my good understanding.
So what we have right now, though, is right there two suggestions that have been made of Matt Men to ask. One man who's already been asked. What we're wanting to do, of course, is try to get 5 years in advance, stay 5 years ahead in regard to it, and we've got a large list, and we'll be trying to fill those in with the men that they've been put on the list. And remember, I asked if anyone had suggestions, and if you have suggestions, please let me know. And I've added both of those. Of course, Dennis is already on that list as far as
we're thinking kind of working, you know, ones that haven't been here in a long time, or ones we haven't had yet. And because of it being such short notice for the ones closer, like this fall, we're kind of having to work our way back to front. Let's kind of go through it that way.
Mickey Galway, for example, he was here about probably 12 years ago. Did a fantastic job for us. I mean, he was amazing in my estimation as far as delivery and the quality of his lessons, and I've always wanted him back since. So that's why I called him in that regard. Yes, sir.
I was just going to say that actually, I think it's been probably over 10 years since death, because we've been here for almost
it's been 10 years?
Half. Yeah.
I thought it was less than that.
I thought it was too, but I don't think I was here when the last meeting. But, and I could be wrong, I check my math, but I know I mentioned something about, like, when we started looking for people over having some troubles, you know, just asking what his availability was, and he had mentioned that, you know, if we came up where we needed a preacher on short notice, that he'd be willing to do that. Problem. So, unless he already had a meeting scheduled like Arizona, because he does a lot of stuff kind of different places. And I never know. I'll find out. I'm like, oh, I'm in town. Oh, you are? Okay. You know, so. But that's out there. Just if we do need somebody on short notice, he's
going. Appreciate that. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I guess we need somebody on short notice. Terry Barvin may be available.
That's another possibility. Yeah.
He's working with Tom, I think, yeah. Mansfield. But.
He has a secular job, right?
I don't know. Since he left Austin City, went away, I don't know.
I think he does, but I may be wrong about that.
They might still.
Which, you know, let me tell you something. There are two men in our area that aren't preachers. They're elders. Nick Crumry down in Granbury and Brett Narmore Woodmont. They both are fine gospel preachers. And if we... You know, I was thinking maybe an lectureship type situation, or maybe two or three speakers, that those are men that we could utilize, because they would have a lot of wisdom and a lot of ability, and they would do a fine job for us as well. So we've got some possibilities to work around if we have any troubles in that regard. But
for a long time,
I hadn't thought of Harvin Terry at all. I've never heard him preach, but he's been doing it for a long time now.
Yeah. The other one is, you're not going to get him anytime soon, is Donnie Rader.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he's on our list too.
Oh, he's in.
Yeah, no, we've already put him down. So I'd love to have him. Yeah, we might try 2023 and contact him for 2023. He might or might not be have a schedule. Some of these guys that are very capable men are in pretty high demand, and Donnie would do a good job for us. But we do have information. We've got things that are in the works, and we'll give you another report next time. Yes, Steve.
You're going to get a yay or nay from the one that's already on the list.
That's right. We're going to see how he responds, if he's capable.
You can do that quickly.
Well, as soon as he responds to us, we just emailed him last night.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So he's not putting us off. He may not have seen the email yet. So
okay.
we'll let you know, and we'll immediately, because we need to get on it. So we'll immediately go on to others on the list and let you know how it goes in that regard. All right. Anything else? Anyone? Josh Jackson had mentioned that there are a number of and not to step on Josh Scoggins' toes in this regard, but there are a number of cosmetic and minor repairs that are needed on the building that maybe some of us could help Josh with or do instead of him where he doesn't have to. One of the things that we talked about last Wednesday night was the cameras out front are pulling down that deal, and that would really take only getting the ladder and I think a metal screw to fix that, but things like that. Josh was talking about a desire to get the front doors repaired and repainted. Not the glass doors, but the interior front doors is what he had mentioned, something that he would like to take on in the future.
Among other things.
But
we do have work day in July, right?
Well, this would be...
Yeah, it wouldn't be a work day thing. It would be...
This would be my personal contribution.
So...
Beyond.
But what you would need to do is kind of give a report on what's needed and how long it would take or what you think it would take and the materials. And if you get that together, we could present it maybe next month. That would be helpful.
I'm okay with that.
With regard to that, where we could say, yes, sure, go ahead with it or explain whatever in that regard.
I'm okay with that.
And sure, maybe talk with Josh, too, and coordinate with him.
Absolutely.
I mean, he's not the authority on this anymore, but at the same time, he's doing an awful lot of work for us and knows where all the bodies are.
He's got the smarts.
Yeah.
Very quick, in regards to those front doors, the wooden doors, I inquired about that some time back. I was told before we had our foyer out there, we couldn't do that because of the laws. It'd be a really expensive $25,000 repair or something like that. But with that new enclosure out there, those inner doors are inner doors, right? So we should be able to replace those doors if we wanted to.
I would imagine that could be possible.
Does anybody know special fit doors?
Yeah. I remember Brad talking about that.
Because you had to have push bars on them.
Yeah, they wouldn't have to be up to code when they're inside.
Well, so
they could look like replacing them with some newer doors.
But they aren't still special doors because of the size of the door.
Size of the door.
Maybe you couldn't buy them off the shelf, basically,
right,
what I'm saying.
Because
so it'd still be expensive.
Well, part of my issue has been, especially since I've been here, and first time I did lobby duty and I had the ability to examine, because I was sitting out there for the entire service, was the fact that repair had not been done to them in a very long time. You wouldn't need to replace the doors in this current time if the proper care had been taken for of them in the first place, that I inquired previously about and was not allowed to do, like slap a fresh coat of paint on there. A lot of the degradation on there is because paint is no longer on the door, or it's old and not doing its job, or at the time had not done its job. Now that we have the outer glass on there, they're not suffering the same wear and tear that they used to, but they still need repair. And in addition to just them needing repair, thinking of it as stewardship of our property as a congregation, this building is an older building. There are things that have to come with an older building versus a new building. It will take more repair. Like, my 78 Chevy pickup took way more repair than my 2011 Hyundai Santa Fe. But now that that's starting to age, things are changing there. But just taking care of needful things, applying the... making it seem like we care for our property. I mean, one thing that gets me as a person, I have a tendency to be very lazy, which is why I started to freak out when I saw my name at the top of that list that Josh made. I'm like, oh, can I do another thing? Was the proverb expressing woe on the sloth, the lazy man, who's... You pass by his vineyard and the wall is broken down and the field is just overgrown with anything but vines.
I think we're all in agreement with you, Josh. So, maybe we could table it and discuss it.
Sure.
You know, in the future as the specifics.
The reason I wanted to bring it up is because, kind of like Brother Scroggins, I have the ability during the day at times to come up here when people aren't here and just do work. And I would like to do that, but I felt I needed
more or less permission, in, so it didn't seem like I was just unilaterally doing stuff.
I do think the idea of coordinating with Josh about a lot of
absolutely.
Seem,
that was
because you may be doing something he was about to do, or
exactly,
or doing it in a different way than you.
And he's had his eye on the property a whole lot longer than I have.
Yeah,
so.
Good deal. But yeah, bring it. You know, think about it and figure out what would we need for the doors and talk to us about
sure.
it next time. All right. Anybody else? All right. Appreciate everybody coming. We will have a closing prayer. I'm sorry.
Chairman.
Oh, that's right. I did have that done. Appreciate that. Anybody willing to volunteer for next month? Be the chairman.
I'll do it.
Jerry's going to do it.
Where it goes, Jerry.
Hope you can get it done quicker than me this time. All right.
No, it's impossible.
Okay, let's have a final prayer. Josh, would you mind leading us in prayer, please?
Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you once again, so thankful for this day, the opportunity we've had today to worship you. Ask that you would be with us and guide us. Men make the decisions for this congregation. Help us to always put you first and furthering your kingdom first and foremost in our priorities. Of course, thank you most of all for your Son, his sacrifice for our sins and the spiritual blessings that we obtained through that sacrifice. We ask that you would forgive us of our sins and be with us and guide us and bring us back to the next point in time. We ask all these things to your Son's name. Amen.